again, all you chupacabras and capybaras. Welcome to another episode of Jesse and Wilder's Guide to Life. I'm Jesse, that's Wilder. This is Jesse and Wilder's Guide to Life, podcast edition.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
We've had okay, look. Life happens, you know? Let's just cut to the chase.
Stop. We got to stop making even explaining it. There's no. What are you going to say? All right. Say what you're going to say. What do you think you're going
to
say?
We went to a bachelor party that we talked about one and then we both attended one.
Yeah. And I got the ding dang coronavirus. Don't you know?
You got the Ronas. I got sick, but it wasn't Ronies.
So that's what's up. So if you were like, where are these damn boys? Well,
one was dead and one got better.
We met the consequences of our actions. Yeah, so I don't know, dude. Why don't you make a podcast? You ever think of that?
That's a good question. I do have something that actually just came across my desk though, bro. So if you wouldn't mind just taking a look at what I just texted you.
Oh no.
What? Because we got a WikiPeaks, big dog.
Oh, excuse you.
Yes. Go ahead and read me out what we got here.
We have the Great Molasses Flood. Fuck yeah. Wait, have we not talked about this? I feel like we've talked about this.
Have we done the Great Molasses Flood of 1919?
Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of a different flood.
Bro, it's the Great Molasses Flood of 1919 of Boston that killed 21 people, bruv. 21 people dead of molasses flood.
Damn, they must have been slow as hell.
It's famously slow. There's an expression for it, even.
Uh-huh.
What happened was they put molasses in this area where they were making it, and it can make ethanol, and basically it fucking exploded.
Oh, and, damn.
Derailed an elevated train.
Oof.
Sounded like thunder. People thought gunshots were going off. 21 people dead. So embarrassing. What a stupidest
tough
fucking
one. Yeah, tough.
And then they got the names of all the people that were killed of molasses flood right there on the Wikipedia, almost like a hall of shame.
Yeah, it's so tough.
In memoriam.
Oh, that
why
one's
you gotta blast my main guy, Flaminio Gararani? Yeah, we had Pasquale and Tosca.
Jesus. Can I read a quote from the Boston Post?
Please.
Molasses waist deep covered the street and swirled and bubbled about the wreckage. Here and there struggled a form. Whether it was animal or human being was impossible to tell. Only an upheaval, a thrashing about in the sticky mass, showed where any life was. Horses died like so many flies on sticky flypaper. The more they struggled, the deeper in the mess they were ensnared. Human beings, men and women, suffered likewise.
That is from T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland.
Yeah, fuck, dude. Fucking deep, dark.
The Wasteland is actually about the Great Molasses Flood of 1919.
Golly.
I learned about that today, and now you know about it, too.
That's cool. I mean, it's not cool. R.I.P., I guess, to those molasses homies. Shout out to them.
They've gotten their time. They're fucking up there on the Wikipedia if you want to go pay your respects.
Under the cultural influences tag, one of the amphibious tourist vehicles in Boston, but the Boston Duck Tours, one of their vehicles is called Molly Molasses, named in honor of the great murderous molasses flood.
Ah!
Damn. Good one.
What are we talking about?
Oh, just secret layers is all.
Secret layer.
I have nothing to say about this. So let me just start you off. Put you at the baseline. I have basically not one thing to say.
Good. Why would you?
What do you got?
So, like, this seems like exclusively supervillain.
No, not just supervillain. I mean, heroes have the Batcave is a
Batman. Beyond the superhero realm, I'm like James Bond or fictional. Like, this is fictional mostly, right?
Sometimes. I seen some videos on the Instagram that were for some reason targeted at me, and they were very stupid, and it was like a man cave, but it was like hidden behind a bookshelf. That's a secret lair. It's the lamest of them.
Yeah, so maybe we put for like a category would be like people that have them.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Owners. Like right.
And like yeah, the tenants. Owners. That's a word for that. I don't like the fucking Joe Ordinary. I don't like that. I don't like my fucking dude out here swinging, you know, his copy of Moby Dick on the shelf. And then the bookcase spins around. He's down in there. Doing what? Ew, bro. What is he fucking doing down
there? Yeah, why are you hiding it? I hate that. Shout out to Rich Jeff, who, when we bought our house, said, are you going to put some secret doors in there? Which, I respect a secret door just as much as anybody else. What I don't need is a whole secret room. If I got a secret door, I want it to be like to like a little, you know, like a safe or something. Like a little Lion, the Witch, in the Wardrobe situation. I don't want like the fucking man cave, dude.
Bro, but just like what? Okay, let's say I just, surprise, Inspector Wabu just came by and he says, congratulations, McGrath. I just found this area that you can build a secret room in your house. It's all paid for from an anonymous benefactor.
First of all, hugely suspicious.
This is fine. Don't worry about this.
Insane. Like when Publisher Clearinghouse used to show up with the check, but instead you're like, we can build you a room.
It's like the box with fucking Franklin Jelly. He's missing half his face. He says, don't worry about it. Uh-huh. But what are you going to do in there? Like, it's so weird. It's gotta be nasty.
I'll tell you what
you're doing in there that ain't nasty.
I'll tell you what's in mine. I don't know where to put this. Like maybe the Jabu secret lair.
Jabu lair. Go on.
What, for me, I think you're right, right? It's a place where your stuff, to me, it's like a place where your stuff goes that you shouldn't have in the house. That's why people do man caves, because they're like, I want to have a fucking neon sign on my wall, which, like, all right, bud. But, brother, my Legos are going in there. You're going to walk in and it's wall to wall.
Why is it a secret? Why you got to go, you know, slide down the telephone booth?
Well, you're the one that said it was a secret room. You asked me.
But I'm asking you, why are you wasting it on fucking Legos? Like, I feel like, what's a good secret is my question. Oh, also, my God. I think a category should be amenities.
Yeah.
Like, I think Very Quite Lit is like vigilante. Obviously, Jabu, we're vigilantes. We're keeping the streets safe and clean. Everybody knows.
I'm putting that under tenants, and I guess vigilante. Yeah, because then you got your guns in there and your different gadgets and gizmos.
You must have weapons, bruv. You have to, because eventually your secret lair will be under siege. And oh my God, you must have weapons.
Siege? Come on. What if it was a...
like eventually...
What if it was a, hear me out on this one. You have a bookshelf, you have a library in your house. What a dream, huh? One of those, just a big fucking proper, like, wall-to-wall books.
All kinds of shit I never read in there. Books so tight. On just, you, like, a whole book about cucumbers.
You pull Moby Dick out, and, a little dust starts to rustle up as a, you hear the grinding
Dude,
of.
So lame that we're hiding it in Moby Dick.
I know. It's fine. It's just the only book I've...
one of the most famous books of all time.
It's the only book I've ever heard.
To pick up.
Yeah. What if it's called Jabu's Secret Book? Bonus point, Jabu's Secret Book? Or what?
Yeah, of course. No one's going to look in there.
I also like that they would obviously be... all those other books would be so dusty, and there would be one that would have so many fucking fingy prints all over it.
Yeah, big time.
For me jerking it off to get in the back. Anyways, so you slide the grinding of the concrete and the rails, and it reveals, what's this? It's another library. What about that? It's just a secret library in my big library. It's like the adult section. That's where I keep all the 18-plus books.
It's like the restriction section in Harry Potter. It's a little, there's got to be naughty stuff in there, bro. Yeah, I don't know. What's going on? Why it's in your secret library?
I think the amenities porn is a one, right? Like, open that.
It sucks. Bad boy. Oh, my God, it sucks.
And it's like DVDs.
Oh. Bro, what if it's just like embarrassing? Like, that's where I keep my Lemony Snickets, you know? That's where I got some Thomas the Train Engine. Tank Engine or Train Engine? What's the name of that guy?
Wait, first of all, I don't think we need a Jabu category. I think we jumped the gun on that. Tank Engine, not Train Engine.
Damn, dude.
Okay, so pornography is a one. That's so lame. Like, just lame books.
No, that seems like a good... I think that's better than a one.
Lame books is better than a one? Like, you have a...
At least it's innocent.
Yeah, but I said Legos and you shit all over it.
I don't know. I just feel like that's so much work to go and admire your Legos. You gotta fucking type in your secret code.
Yeah, can we bro, do, but...
like, way of accessing it? Is that a category?
Yeah.
So bookcase, I think, is a one, bro. It's so fucking seen it before.
No dude. Way. It's classic, brother. Have some respect so for your freaking elders.
It seems so easy to figure out.
I think bookcase is at least a two because it's classic.
At least update it, dude, for 2023. Make it a Blu-ray collection.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hell yeah. That's where I keep all my NFTs.
Dude, make it a CD room at least.
A CD room. Get friggin'
CD
bugged,
room
dude.
Is so suspicious.
And we could also talk about, like, what you're doing. Like, what do you think about... Because, like, a lever is classic, right? That's probably,
yeah,
like...
where's the lever hidden?
Dude, you know what I like? It's another one that easy. I feel like happens a lot, but I don't mind it. I like a little hidden button, you know, where it's like you go up to the little end table and there's like a little ashtray and maybe a lighter, like a table lighter. And then next to that, there's like, it's like, oh, this is like a little tchotchke.
Yeah.
And then you push in the top of the tchotchke and your shit. I like a hidden button.
You push in like the eye of a little statue or something.
Yes, correct. Hidden button to me is choice.
Here, let me tell you what I love. I love a little elevator. I love a hydraulics.
Okay. Yeah, like the Batcave kind of, right? You're going...
Like subterranean seems ideal. Very quite lit subterranean. I don't know where you're going to put that.
I guess design? I don't know.
You don't want it to be ground level. That's so fucking lame. Oh my God.
Ground level does suck. It is like, I guess, less obvious, but yeah, ground level's no good.
What about for access point, like something like a button that's not really a button that's hidden in plain sight? Kind of like you click the light switch three times. You know what I'm saying?
Like a pattern. I don't love that. That feels... like something I'm going to forget, you know, when it's like, oh, you have to twist the knob on.
You forget to click the light switch three times?
It just feels lame. Like you're, because the light is going on and off.
Find your secret button?
Yeah, dude. Why don't you have a little rave while you flip your lights on and off a million times?
fucking sounds fun as hell, dude. That sounds fun as fuck.
No, I don't love a little pattern. Best I can give a pattern is two. I don't like
that
shit.
All right. How about very quiet lit? Slide, dude.
Yeah, I think a slide and a fireman pole. Slide probably three, fireman pole two. Fireman pole
like Pee-wee.
A little scary to me.
Yeah.
But what if you're not in the mood, dude? You ever go down a slide and you're just like not vibing with it?
Then? You're not vibing on the slide, dude. I've been there. If I don't vibe, I don't slide. That's something I say. But
you say it like at the park.
Bro, the problem with a fireman pole is that hurts my hands, dude. Have you done that?
It's also scary, dude. What if I'm halfway down and I freaking sneeze and I just blow my ass off the pole and then I'm what? Dead. I'm fucking roadkill.
Bro, don't fucking sneeze while you're sliding down a pole.
Fireman pole's a two. I don't
even think it's a two.
You think it's a one,
sucks.
Dude? I'm fine with it. Dude. I hate what. And also, can I ask you a question? Where do firemen get off? Like,
no, dude, it's so unnecessary. How do they get up there?
They gotta climb up, dude. It's the only way.
Yeah, bro.
Access point. What do you think about like a retina scan or like a fingerprint scanner, like biometric? Yeah. I like that
highly
shit.
Highly secure. It's gotta be hidden, though. Like, you can't just have your fucking palm scanner right there in the middle of the fucking room, dude.
Duh, dipshit. It wouldn't be a secret layer if there was a fucking palm scanner in the middle of the damn study.
We're talking about how to get into the... Yeah, so...
Yeah, but
like
I'm talking
that.
About, like, I push my... I flip the fucking light switch on and off 10 times or whatever, and then the portrait above the light switch slides. There's an eye scanner. Scan my eyes. And then...
Yeah, that's... That's obviously good. You know what's really good? In season two of The Leftovers, as you don't know... There's a scene where someone needs to access a secret room, and it's eye, hand, and they gotta zroop, bloop, pop the ballsies out, and the testicles, and the peener, and
damn,
take
dude.
A measure of that.
I think
that's
maybe
secure
I,
as hell, dude.
I don't know what that show's about, maybe. I thought thought I did, but what you just explained is not it.
I don't love that at all.
Yeah, obviously I don't want like non-genital edition of the biometric scanner.
Do you think that exists?
The genital one? No, dude, that's fiction. But I don't think most of this exists. I don't, like, do we think that eye scan? Hold on, is this a dumb fucking question? Do eye scanners exist, bro? Like, IRL?
Of course they do, bro. They have to. That's what our phones do.
No, a phone is the face. Sort of. But do you think people are using it? It's just
facial recognition,
it?
But for your eye. Dude, Google it.
I am. Our eyes. Oh, my God. It auto-completed, dude, so they know what's up.
What do you think about, like, upper secret layer? We didn't talk about up.
That sounds like a... I mean, if you're talking about... It just sounds bad to me, to be honest. I don't know.
Does it have to be connected to your home?
Well, the Batcave is only partially, right?
Like, could a space station be it?
Ooh. No, that feels like not a secret layer.
That's like a pretty big secret. Like, I don't know about anything that's in space, personally.
I guess. Yeah. Well, yeah. As far as secrets go, it is a layer that is secret. All right.
Anything in space is a secret to me.
If it's in space, that's kind of sick. As long as you can get there. Like, how long does it take you to get your secret layer?
Yeah, how long? You fucking...
I'm popping down my slide and I'm there in like 20 seconds, depending on how I'm vibing.
Yeah.
What are you fucking...
Well, teleporter is helpful for that. That's a bonus point.
Oh my God.
If you can teleport... Yeah, dude, if you could teleport into your secret lair, then it could be anywhere.
I suppose... Teleporter, I suppose. That's like... feels like cheating. Like, if you have a teleporter, what the fuck you need a secret lair for? Just go somewhere else. Everywhere is your secret lair.
That's... No, you need that
space. Place. I'm gonna give it two. It feels like kind of a pain in the ass.
It's not. Yeah, it's obviously has got its limitations. What about
how you get your sofa up there? You know,
do you want it to be attached to your house?
I think so. I don't want to be like, fuck, I wish we could get to my secret lair, but
yeah,
it's a
dude,
block away.
Drive?
Like,
it's traffic.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That sucks. Dude. Not very secret. Also, someone could easily follow you to that. Yeah.
You can't take an Uber to your secret lair.
Yeah, gotta be attached to the crib. Access point, dude, especially if we're going slide through the fireplace. I kind of like it. What do you think?
Yeah, that's sick. What about like a bed, like a Murphy's bed situation? It goes up and then...
Oh, but you
just
pull
a classic staircase. It's not that bad. That's a two.
Oh, classic staircase, like under a bed or something. Yeah. I don't
spiral mind. Is good, obviously.
It seems like it would make me damn dizzy going up and down it, but...
Yeah, maybe a little diz. Maybe actually I don't like a spiral staircase.
I'm just going to say staircase is a two, bro, and we're going to put that one to bed, huh? I'm not going to...
What about a fireman pole that's surrounded by a spiral staircase? So you can just sort of... You can mix and match.
Little choose your own. No way am I ever picking the fireman pole, brother. I'm always going down those stairs.
Yeah, it sucks.
Even in a hurry, I'm like sliding down the handrail of the staircase before I'm getting on that pole.
Tuck your elbows in, too. You don't want to bang them on the fucking stairs.
Oh, you're funny bone, dude. And then you sneeze and you launch off that fucker and then you're a pancake. I don't know how many times I got to say it.
What about like in Emperor's New Groove, they take a roller coaster? That's a lot.
It's too much. It's too... And it's... How fucking secret is that? Tink! Everyone's screaming. No, dude, that's a one. Amenities, dude. What if you just had comfy furniture? It's just where you keep your comfiest furniture.
Yeah, is your comfiest furniture? Like, I kind of want my comfiest furniture to be the one I use the most. Like, what about...
So it's equally... It's your second most comfortable furniture.
Yeah, I mean, equally comfortable is ideal. I like... What about like stuff to do, bro? Is that a category?
I think that's amenities.
Quit monk?
I think like you gotta have your big fucking supercomputer in there, dude. I don't
you
know why, but
you
gotta
have a supercomputer. What the fuck are you doing down there otherwise?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you
know.
Want? And let me. Can I just tell know. You, bro? It's 2023. I don't need like 15 fucking little screens put together to make one big screen. Give me the screen that's the whole fucking size of a screen, like a movie theater. Movie theater screen is ideal.
Wabu's got IMAX in his secret lair.
Yeah, dude, catch me down there screening Oppenheimer for my friends.
For all my buds. I like that. That's fine. Yeah, you don't want to just like 10 Acer monitors fucking strapped together. No. You just want the big boy.
Like fucking Dark Knight or whatever. He's got like so many little screens. Come on, dude.
He's got like, fucking yeah, Bruce Fitty Wayne. M joints.
Dude, vehicles. Come on.
No, it's too big. I think like you can have vehicles down there, but if it's so big that it's fucking Jay Leno's garage over here, like you can't. That's not a secret lair anymore. You're talking about a warehouse that you built underground.
I got three cars, all right? Let me get three.
I'll give you two and a motorcycle.
What about a copter? Come on, dog.
Oh my god, a copter, dude? You're underground. What are you saying?
Like, fucking Batman, whatever his name is. fucking.
That's actually the plural, dude. That's when you have more than one Batman. It's the Batsman.
That's right. The ground opens up, and I fucking copter out of there, dude. It's fine.
It's hardly a copter. You're talking specifically about sort of like the Batwing, and it's not really. It's more of a jet than a copter, and it's a no for me. Too much. What are you doing?
I just got a Zoom to fucking toke for dinner.
No,
I don't know.
Okay, also, can I explain something to you? I understand that we're working, there's like a fiction here and we're having fun in the space, but let me just tell you something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All that shit works because Bruce Wayne has a fucking mansion, which is tight, but that's not what we're talking about, right? If you have like a regular house like I do or like you do, and then you had this like fucking secret lair that was 9 times bigger than your actual house because you have a helicopter in it and like 10 cars and your big fucking IMAX screen... Your priorities are all fucked up, dude.
Bro,
get a bigger house
first. Where's my secret lair supposed to be? Under the earth?
But I'm saying you're overcompensating and you're spending your resources in the wrong place, brother.
Well, then guess what? No copter. Check it out. I got a series of tubes, tunnels under the ground. Okay? Tunnels. Very quite lit. I want tunnels everywhere.
Yeah, dude. This guy loves ants, wants to live in a little ant colony.
Dude, I got my own dang network of tons. I'm zipping all through the city. I got little secret exit and entrance points everywhere.
This is not a secret lair. You're talking about a fucking intricate passageway underneath the city.
Yes, because I have built one along with the construction of my secret lair. Dude, tunnels.
Tunnels is going to be a two. I ain't no hamster, brever. I'm not traveling through a bunch of tons. There's no way. You would never catch me in a fucking tunnel, dude.
But here's what I'm doing. I do gotta get a bike. Obviously, I'm fucking cruising on my cycle.
Oh, not even a fucking moto?
No. Moto.
You're talking about
motorcycle.
Okay. Fucking coming out on in your
fucking,
fucking jollies.
Mountain bike, dude. So sick.
Regular bike.
I'm on a little fucking scooty. Meanly.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Okay. Vigilante is a 3 for Tenet. Suburbanite, people like us, that's a 1. Villain is a 2. Hate to have a villain. Don't want him to have secrets. But yeah. It is. I mean, it makes him cooler.
Can't live with him. Can't live without him.
How about, like, I feel like who actually has it? So there's a difference here between the person I'm going to say and someone we already have on there. Suburbanite is like your typical dad lives in the suburb who has like his little hidden man cave. What about like, this is obviously a 1, like nasty, like super mega rich people who actually have like a secret little sex dungeon or like some
Ew.
Fucking fake Tony Stark bullshit.
No,
you know
bro,
what I'm talking about?
I don't like that.
Yeah, the rich, I don't need the mega rich to like have anything hidden. They hide enough from me.
For roll.
But, okay, but now hear me out.
Yeah.
If you are someone's, like you and your partners or whatever, that are into that vibe vis-a-vis sex dungeon, if it was hidden objectively, that's the sickest shit, right? Like, if you're someone who's into that, like,
I mean,
I'm not trying
is,
to yuck
if you got
anybody's
the,
yum.
Yeah, if you've got the taste and it cannot be satiated, this is an ideal situation for you.
Bro, I think it's a 3. For the people that are into it, there's nothing better, right?
Yeah.
Us, for a tenant, like me and you, I think it's a 3, dude. I think we're going to do cool stuff in there. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're going to do the coolest stuff. Oh, you don't think we're a 3?
I thought it, and then I realized, like, we're putting it next to Vigilante. We're not going to be doing anything positive.
Oh, right? I will, like, be doing Vigilante stuff for sure.
There's no chance. With your little hamster tunnels, dude, it's not going to happen. Dude, you're going to be a little sewer rat.
Oh, yeah, that's what they call me, the sewer rat. That's my fucking superhero name.
That sucks. That sucks in a major way.
Okay, here's what I want to do. Okay. I want to at least control some fucking drones, dude.
Oh, this guy wants to drone strike.
Not
all right.
Like, that's strike. They don't even need to be weapons. I just, like, got to have control of drones from this access point.
Are you spying on people, or are you just, like, flying them around for funsy onesies? Mm,
a little bit of both. I'm spying on my enemies. I'm being respectful of my friends.
I gotta tell you, drones is a two, I think, at best. But I'll give it. I mean, yeah. Okay. What about just your vid games are in there? That's your little vid game palace.
Well, and that would be tight, huh? Just, like, have the sickest fucking screen. How about, like, movie theater, bro? Movie theater. Come on.
I think movie theater is a two, because, like, why are we hiding it? You know what I mean? Like, no, that, a home theater.
This is for practical reasons, because it cannot fit in my house.
So, but why is it secret?
It's not secret. It's just the only place it fits. You know what I'm saying?
So you should have stopped after you said it's not secret, because now you've done not made the secret layer. Video games, however, are obviously a great shame on me and my family and the nation, and I want to hide them away. I don't want people to see my fucking, like, imagine you're one of those people that has, like, the insane, like, driving simulator things in your house. You know what I mean? Where it's like you sit in a big chair and, like, it's exactly like driving a NASCAR. Like, put that away. Hide it. Put it away. Please, I don't want to see it when I come over. God, put that in your little secret layer.
Fucking sick. You get the big screen in there, dude. What about, like, a flight simulator? That's embarrassing. Sounds fun as hell.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to put simulators under it, too. Because it's pretty lame, but, like, I do want them to hide.
I'm trying to think of other ways to get down there.
What about just a free fall? Like, you jump into a big ball pit or something.
Oh, ball pit is good. How do you get back up?
Yeah, you can't be worrying about that type of
ladder,
stuff.
Ladder, dude, getting back up. We have to talk about getting back up. Ladder's out.
Getting back up is the one area. Hey, this is the one point I'll give your fucking tunnels idea, is that you could just come up through a manhole or whatever, like big a little time. Ninja turtle.
Yeah, dude.
Remember in Men in Black where they get flushed down the big toilet? Was that Men in Black or Men in Black 2? Which one is that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's one of them.
That's a one, right?
No, the toilet sucks. It doesn't have, like, I don't want it to, like, the fucking, what's it in Harry Potter? Flu network? I hate that shit. None of that. This should be convenient. Maybe even a little fun. Ooh, fun. A slide, dude. That's where slide rules.
It does. But if you're not vibing for sliding, it's tough.
Then you take the stairs. How about, like, there's also stairs very quite lit. Stairs maybe is very quite lit. You could be in any mood.
So boring.
Stairs are adaptable, dude.
I got one for you. What about this? It's stairs, but if you're vibing, right on the little handrail, there's a button. You click it, all the stairs flatten out. Now the stairs are a slide.
Oh, that's pretty sick. And then there's like a wall full of, like, you hacky or burlap sacks you can grab and slide down in one.
Yeah, sure. Like, old piece of cardboard. Get it going.
What about...
Hell yeah.
Customizable course based on your mood.
God, dude. What are we making? That's not a layer at this point. You're building the jungle.
It's good. All right.
Children's play place the jungle. Okay. I think that it's cool if you exit from another location. So, for example, what if the exit... Just let's start small. The exit to my secret layer is... my shed in my backyard, right? So I, like, pop out of the shed when I get back up. I take the elevator up and it bing undoes in my shed, and then it goes back down. What do you think about that?
That's pretty good. Hopefully nobody catches you just, like, constantly emerging from your shed without ever going into it.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, The idea is that they didn't necessarily see me go into my shed.
That's what you fucking think.
Yeah, but they can't. That elevator goes down, and it just turns into the floor in there. So it's not like they're going to go into the shed and get in. And that's like, a one way, baby.
Away, yeah, I guess it needs to be like that's the most far away from your house that it could be. I'm not trying to like emerge on the other side of fucking town.
Right. Here's my other thing. What if you could? What if you could arrange? This is like you're a big hotshot. What if you could arrange to exit through like the back of a business? But then I get that shortens your hours. But what if there's like, okay, there's a 24-hour 7-Eleven on the block across from you. Your little ding elevator, it takes you to the back of that 7-Eleven. You can just pop out the back. And if you wanted, you could pop out the back, loop back around, get a taquito, get a Gatorade, get a Reese's piece, whatever you want, and on your jolly way.
Yeah, that's, I mean, besides all the money I'm going to spend at 7-Eleven, that sounds good.
Yeah, you would just be riding that slide down and then immediately popping in your, just like sprinting across your secret lair.
It becomes part of my routine. It's like, what am I going to get after my slide today? What else are we doing in here, bro? What else are we doing on this big fucking supercomputer? Like, I don't want to spy. That's so boring.
Just, okay, killer gaming, doing all your sinful Googling, all the little secret. It's always on fucking incognito, dude. This computer is never off incognito mode. Always clearing those cookies, always washing that history away.
What about, like,
I want the
lab.
A lab, dude. I guess that's a two. I'm not
like,
trying to
do you have like an employee down there or like robots down there? Is it solitary? What's the fucking vibe like down there?
A robot could be useful, but I think it's a two.
Can we get some fucking
IMHO
plants in here or something, man? Like it's fucking
subterranean, dude. No chance.
It's just like really bumming me out. How about like if we have this lair, we also could maybe afford someone on staff to like keep a green thumb around the place.
But it's subterranean. You're not gonna. There's no natural light.
Fucking. Then they're fake. And there's no one hired. Grow
fucking potatoes.
And that person just lost a job thanks to fucking white collar McGrath.
Fake plants. You got it. It's easy. It's easy. It's all you gotta say, dude. It's fake plant. Little silk plants. Come on. I want those lights that turn on as you walk into the zone. You know. But they also, for some reason, how come in movies those lights are so loud, dude? Those dudes are walking in there and it's like...
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with those bulbs?
Dude, they are huge bulbs. What about Hall of Costumes?
I like, though, for us, it's just like old Halloween costumes.
Yeah, just like whatever. It's just the same koala onesie that we wore for 15 years in a row.
Yeah, it's like cheap Target costumes, and then it's like cool costumes, like when I was like Terminator in fifth grade or whatever. And yeah, and then it's just like the same. Yeah, I bought this one mask.
Maybe it's just like phases of our life. So it's like in fifth grade, I look and there's like this old case and it's just a pair of cargo shorts in there, you know, for when I needed to carry all my cargo.
So depressing. Like the hall of...
And then I go over to my middle school, my high school one, and then I'm like, oh, cool, fucking ironic movie quote t-shirts, you know?
That sounds so depressing. That's like a hall of presidents for all of your past mistakes. That's
my shame. I don't want a hall of shame necessarily. Do I have like newspaper clippings of like, I don't know, maybe like the murders surrounding my lost family? Or
I do think you need, I think amenities, dude, I do think you need some evidence down there.
I got like, for whatever I'm working on for the big case.
Yeah, you need evidence and like work. There has to be, unfortunately, this, you have to have some work down there. You can't
it's
be going into the secret
fun,
layer,
dude. It's a fucking,
to play fucking ping pong.
No, it's a office, really.
It is. It's an office for all your very important secret stuff and for maybe your shameful things,
you know,
too.
Who really could use some of this shit, dude? Are lawyers.
Yeah, they probably have them, to
lawyers,
be honest.
Lawyers, secret lair, they seem like a very quite lit tenant.
Yeah, just but lawyers? I'm not ever giving very quite lit. I'll give it a two. That's crazy to me.
They're going to use that shit to its fullest.
What kind of... Do we got like a killer sound system in there? I don't think you can, right?
You can't? What do you mean?
Because you're going to... Well, it's going to... What's the sound like?
It's probably not the best acoustics, but maybe you got like a recording studio. Oh, I'm fucking sick with that.
No.
Dude, that's where I'm laying down tracks for my fucking album, bro. That's what's secret, because it's the art that the world that can't stand to hear, but I gotta tell the truth in my art, and that's why.
Yeah, can't stand it for sure. Also, that's, let me clarify something. That's not what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about how is it gonna sound in my layer, dude. If I want my layer to have dope ass acoustics, I'm gonna put it in there right now. Design 3, sick acoustics. What I'm talking about is like the soundproofing. Like if we're fucking, we put on Wabu's Totally Awesome Hype Mix or whatever your fucking playlist is called.
Ooh, yeah, you're getting fucking hype.
But you're blasting it. Like, is that not coming down through the floorboards? Am I not selling out my secret lair?
Yeah, probably rattling through somebody's like chimney nearby. But let me tell you one thing about sick acoustics. I need one area, dude, for a big echo. Cause come on.
Yeah, all right, fine. You could have one big echo.
Like, if you've got a chance to have a big echo.
Well, and you have to have the big echo if you have those big lights.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Your Chicago Bulls! You gotta be doing some shit like that.
We're losing sight of something that is important. You gotta have more secrets in your secret lair.
Oh, sure.
So you get in the secret lair and you're like, oh yeah, here's the evidence, and here's, he's got his motorcycle, and that's it. And then, what you didn't know is that fucking painting.
Mm-hmm.
Not a painting. Mm-hmm. That's where I keep all the real evidence, dipshit.
Yeah, dude, fucking fell for it like an idiot.
Yeah, you thought I had one secret? What are you, dumb? What are you, fucking thick in the head? No, stupid.
Dude, more secrets, the better. Guess what's behind that painting? Another fucking riddle.
Another slide, dude. More tunnels. You never find my.
It's like one of those. It's like one of those games that's like a square game where you slide all the different squares and there's one empty space.
Yeah, you gotta solve it. Okay, access point. A little puzzle is actually kind of sick.
Fuck yeah! What about like one of those really insane doors with like every type of lock and like a fucking, you know, steampunk style huge wheel?
I don't want
Give me one of those.
No. What are you putting behind that? That's insane.
And I would need a music puzzle, dude.
Oh my, this guy wants it to be fucking Zelda over here. He's gonna play
like a keyboard. There's like a keyboard that you have to tap out a certain rhythm.
Do we have, okay, wait a minute.
It's basically like Cranium. You got to get every part of the brain involved.
That sucks. Imagine you're all these puzzles. Imagine the invaders are coming and you're trying to hurry to your thing and you're like, fuck, was it a C minor or shit? Wait, I got to make this thing out of clay. No, yeah. That sucks, dude.
They're busting down the door and you're fucking sculpting a little brain.
You're doing like a small Rubik's Cube. No, that sucks. Yeah, you don't want the intro to it to be an escape room. But I do want to talk about something design-wise. I have to have measures in place for when, more like if, but when a baddie gets into my secret lair. So,
yeah, dude, Under Siege, this is what I'm talking about.
No.
Under Siege is a category.
No. Absolutely not. It is not Under Siege. It is someone was snooping around my biz and found my little, they solved all my little puzzles, solved my riddles, and got access. Now what? I'm going to push this little button on my key fob because I'm halfway across the country. I was ahead of this by 1,000 steps.
And I got to get alerted, obviously.
Of course.
I'm alert.
I'm getting my security alert. Yeah, design security alert. But then what happens? I have a laser grid like in the Resident Evil film. Drops from the ceiling. Bzzz,
yeah, dude.
Turns them into cubes.
Zap that motherfucker up. Zap them up is very quite lit. Nobody leaves alive, of course.
Yeah, of course. What are you fucking talking about? It's my secret lair. If it's somebody else in there, sorry, bub. You're leaving in a body bag. That's it. I'm going to send you into the tunnels with the rest of them. Oh, dude, wait. We didn't talk about a great exit. Speaking of tunnels, what if the exit was like those tubes? You know that, people like...
Oh, pneumatic tubes.
Yeah, dude.
Like they put the mail in.
Yes. I think that's sick.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean with my tunnels. I do love that.
I kind of think that's tight. You did not explain your tunnels like that at all. You made it sound fully like just a sewer person.
All right, bro, expand your mind and go with me on this. What if you can You know, in like an Ant-Man, you can shrink stuff.
Uh-huh.
What if you can shrink your little, you shrink your layer up, like a nice little play set, you fold it back up, stick it in your pocket, take it somewhere else.
Dog, you are
very quite lit.
I mean, that is tight, and you are explaining a plot point of the Ant-Man film. They carry around their lab on that little pack, and then they make it big. Yep. So yeah, that's tight. Shrink it like Ant-Man is tight. I'll give you that.
Incredibly convenient.
Yeah, always.
I don't know what the fuck else to say about Secret Lair, dude.
Well, you picked it, dude, so you better.
I didn't write it, I don't think. Maybe I did. I wouldn't know.
I don't know either.
Any other tech you need in there or what? Like laser beams. Obviously, we talked about laser beams.
We did talk about it being only in your home. But what if you had what if you had like a fucking dead drop of secret layers all over the town, the country? Like every, you know, like you had in every city, there was like a blue post box, like a standard USPS.
Yeah, I mean, this is really... You're rich as fuck at this point.
Oh, yeah, but we weren't when you put the IMAX screen down in the damn subterranean tunnel you built. Come on, bro. What are you talking about?
Nah, dude, I built that myself. But yeah, I mean, that's good. Obviously, having the more secret layers, the merrier, and the more uniform they are. Unless you kind of want to spice it up based on the location. Maybe in my Mexico fucking secret layer, I got... What about Chef? I know there's not supposed to be people in here, but it's robot then. Damn, dude. I gotta get fed.
You gotta have danky snackums because you might be in that lair for hours,
days,
solving the case. Yeah, days. So you have to have provisions for sure. I mean, that's just like, come on, it's basics. Like, I don't want a little onion dip and Ruffles down there. Come on, what are we saying? Give me some.
Yeah, sour cream and onion, please.
Yeah, a couple little Trader Joe's trail mixes, some pub mix. Come on. You gotta have provisions. A chef is a no, though. You can't be down there, like, grilling up hot diggities for whatever. Like, that's... It's too much. People are gonna be like, why does this shed always smell like grilled vegetables or whatever?
Dude, hot dogs to order sound fucking sick down there. What about, like, a churro machine?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that goes with provisions. You could have a little... A churro machine, huh? Isn't that just a fryer with, like...
Well, I'm just sort of imagining them, like, rolling there for me to take.
Like a 7-Eleven roller.
Everything's maintained by robots, all right? There's no humans. It's all robots.
Yeah, there does need to be a robot army down there making my provisions, taking care of all of my fake plants, dusting things, making sure to change my big, loud light bulbs, all of that.
Yeah, and telling me a joke every now and then. It gets heavy down here in the dungeon.
We don't want it to be a dungeon, right? Far as design, like, no. I want, like, hewn walls and stuff. I don't want, like, cave. The Batcave is such a bummer to me.
As undungeon-like as possible is good.
Yeah. Your classic sort of torch, like a lit torch situation is no good to me.
Mm-hmm.
How big? Get me down. I want you to buckle down, make a decision. How big this fucker? Give me square footage.
Big. Dude, I don't even know the square footage of my own apartment.
I know. We own this home, and I'd never know the square footage or even what it means. But tell me.
Bro, a lot of it. Huge. Batcave style.
It just seems so big.
Batcave is a good starting point. I don't need it to be in a cavern, though. I don't want to, like, step off the wrong part and then fall to my death.
Batcave really doesn't have... I mean, depending on which Batcave you're talking about, it doesn't have a lot of usable space. Like, so much of it is just, like, water... And like
waterfalls, dude. Waterfall seems like a fucking waste of my time.
Wait, but it does hide the sound of all your banging tunes, right? Because there's
it does hide the sound of my banging tunes, I guess. That's a good exit.
Waterfall, I think, is too. A dramatic exit, dude. You're riding your little fucking bicycle, your mountain bike through the...
Yeah, well, you won't let me have a copter.
Yeah, dude. A copter is too much. And it's not a copter. This is not... Mission Impossible
Don't
1.
Tell me what kind of copter my fucking copter is.
Oh my god, dude.
That's all I got for this.
Yeah, it's enough as far as I'm concerned.
We're just going to keep naming Batman stuff.
Unfortunately, this is the point of every podcast. And not just ours, by the way, all podcasts. where they fall into the Batman continuum and they just can't stop talking about the Batcave and all of its little glories. And
yes, dude. Yes, sort, dude.
Wait. I got one more, but it is Batcave related, but I do have one more.
Go on then.
Do we have a little holding cell down there? Like if somebody does sneak in and then we catch them, we got a little.
No, dude. Here's why.
It's 'cause death only.
Yes, bro. Because we cannot. You start letting one live. It's not a secret right. fucking layer.
Give a mouse
anymore.
A cookie.
They wanted a milk.
I think if you have a secret layer, and let's say you've been building this sumbitch for 30 years, and you're at the end, you're coming towards retirement. You're not. It's just collecting dust a little bit. What do you think about a one time only secret layer party where you just throw the sickest? And you're just like, people are like, what the fuck? This was here the whole, and you're like, the whole time, dude.
No, dude. Are you kidding me?
You're
right
gonna
now?
Take it to the grave? It's so sick.
That's not a fucking secret. Throw a party? You should be ashamed
at
of yourself.
At the end, dude. At the end, when
no,
you're done.
Dude, there's no end.
There's gotta be an end. You're gonna die.
You fucking pass it on.
Oh, interesting. You find a protege.
Yeah.
I accept. I accept a protege. But boy, that's gonna be hard to find somebody to fill these shoes, you know?
Thank you for listening.
Thanks to Bad Todd for the music. Thank you to Adam Faye for the art.
Yeah.
Thank you to the shout out to the many tragic victims of the great molasses flood.
And their ancestors.
May God have mercy.
If you want to be interviewed on a really important podcast, just let us know.
May God have mercy on their souls. Where? What
shout
are we,
out. Who,
yeah.
Dude, San Antonio.
Represent. Okay, San Antonio.
I was trapped there for 2 days and had a great time.
Hell yeah.
We got the Big Nasty X is back. Phoenix, Arizona, of course. We got New York. We got Kansas City. What's good, KC?
Tight. It must be Paul Rudd.
Definitely Paul Rudd. And that's it, dude.
Tight. Well, send them away, you bastard.
Oh, yeah. If you don't have the munch, forget about the fucking crunch.